Here this morning, just use the chat feature or the raise your hand icon. We're pleased to be joined this morning by the head coach of the William Mary Tribe, Mike Lennon. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. A tough Saturday for your team in a top 25 battle up at Albany. You come up a little short, 24-8. Has gone back and looked at the tape of that one. Just give me your impressions on what happened.
Yeah. Albany's got a really good football team, obviously. Highly competitive. Their two outside guys are as advertised. They're guys that can get after the passer, run stoppers, all those things. You know, on the perimeter, they got athletic receivers. We talked about the 50-50 ball, throwing it up, and those guys going to get it. You know, it's one of those games, unfortunately for us. You know, Nate Lynn, you know, couldn't play that game, and it just seemed like early on, the first play and in third play, we lost two corners. Malachi Emo, you know, got hurt in the first quarter as well. So, you know, in this game, it happens. I mean, injuries happen, things happen, but your ability to fight back and be resilient, and come up with ways to, you know, to give you a chance to win, you got to deliver on those things, and we weren't able to do that. They executed. And that's the biggest part. Going back, you look at the game, I thought there were three critical elements of it that, obviously they won all three of those elements is when you look at it, you know, getting down on the 1 yard line, not being able to score, that was critical. The interception, you know, in our own coming out situation where they intercepted and scored, you know, that's 14 points right there. And I think the first play of the game, they were able to execute an explosive play, which, you know, put them down in their red zone area and things like that. And so, you know, you gotta be on the other side of that if you're going to be competitive and play against good football teams. And as I said, they executed, and we did not, particularly in the opportunity to get points. And, you know, and they ended up winning the game. So, again, they have a very good, talented football team. It was one of those things that we had to play our best game and needed some of our best players. But listen, you know, as been articulated on your call throughout the all day, is, you know, this is a game of attrition. This is a game of the next man up. This is a game of what do you do if this guy goes down, and how do you supplant him with another scheme or another players. And we all do that, but we weren't, we didn't measure up, particularly to have those guys to help us win this particular game. And so now the focus is, getting ready for another really good football team, you know, Hampton, you know, University, which is right down the road from us, you know. And so that's one of those things. This conference, this league is just it's got good players, got good coaches. You know, that's all I can say. And you got to be ready to go to battle all the time. But a lot of resolve, a lot of resiliency here. And so we're getting ready to, you know, to get ready and battle another in-state, neighbor right down the road from us.
First question this morning from Marty O'Brien. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, Marty.
Coach, now that you mentioned Hampton being down the road, now that this looks like it's going to be a regular series because you're conference members, should it be formalized in some way with a name and a trophy? And if so, do you have any ideas about what you'd call it? And, you know, should y'all do that with each other the way you do with Richmond?
I have no idea about the formalization of playing Hampton University, a good school. It's right down 64, right not too far from us. You know, I guess people will come up with that, or, you know, Marty, you can start your own social media contest on what would you want to call it if we get it going there. But it's great for this area to have Hampton, to have Richmond right up the road. You know, it's just that's what college football is all about. And I'm quite sure as the seasons go on, that the formalization of what you call it and those things will come to fruition. But they're a good team. Coach Prunty is a good coach. He's a friend of mine. And I know they're looking for a win. We're also looking for a win as well. So it'll, you know, our resolve and focus is getting those things in order to allow us to go down and be highly competitive for the second year row, being at their place, you know, going to their place.
Well, they gave up the I-64 name for Richmond and Wayman Mary to call it the Capital Cup. So I don't know what an old Richmond guy like you and Wayman Mary guy now would think of the I-64 Cup for Hampton and Wayman Mary, or if there'd be a lot of people north of Hampton that thinks that's sacrilegious.
Yeah, that's a great leadoff question right there, Marty. And maybe there's a social media thing that's that can be tied into that. But like I said, you know, to have a good football team in the CAA, you know, in state, and like you said, you have, you know, Richmond up the road. I mean, that's all part of this. It's all part of it. And so the CAA conference to me is the best FCS conference that's out there. You look at, you know, look at the conference as a whole, from stretching from the north all the way down to the south, the teams that have been rated, you know, the games that have been won, the competition, the players, outstanding players, you know. So, you know, can't say enough good things about what the CAA has got going on.
And just wanted to ask, what impresses you about Hampton?
Well, number one, they you know, their running back is legit. I mean, he's a very, very good player, very, very talented. I think he had 173 plus yards this past game. Their quarterback is a big athletic guy that can run well, and actually will try to run you over if you don't address him the right way. You know, they have skill, they have talent on the edges. They're big up front, you know, and so, you know, they get after it. You know, Robert's done a really good job of just managing the team and putting them in a situation where now they're looking for, you know, the latter two parts of their games to have a winning season. So we're all, you know, we're still chasing opportunities ourselves. Perhaps with a win, there's another winning season this program will have. You know, but you got to truly take it at a one game at a time process, and this is one that you know, close enough. Going to be considered a rivalry as this goes on, but at the same time, you know, we're all worried about our respective programs and the, you know, the effects it has on the rest of the season. Thanks, Marty.
Mike, your next question from Kyle Kenton. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, when you mentioned you know, being friends with Coach Prunty, how did that relationship start? Were you did you have any players from Hargrave when you were at Richmond or anything like that?
Yeah, it goes way back, Kyle, when Coach was at Hargrave and all the different places that I'd been before, whether it was Boston College, you know, of course, Virginia. You meet him, you do the clinics with him, you go to their jamborees, you go by the school, you sit and you talk. And you just don't talk just about the players that he has, but you sit there and you talk. You talk, you know, whether it's philosophy, you talk, you know, the people that you know, the people that have influenced you, the, you know, back in the day, back then, you know, the guys that us growing up or being associated or around, and the experiences that we both have as, you know, as coaches, as head coaches. And, you know, Tony Dungy was a topic, you know, brought up because of who he is and what he stood for. Joe Taylor. You know, so you talk about those types of things. And so it's not just about the football aspect of it. You know, believe it or not, coaches do kind of like each other. We might not play it on TV, but we really do like each other, you know, when we have chances to talk to one another. So, and I consider Robert one of those friends.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, Mike. Thanks so much for your time as always here today. And I look forward to talking again next Monday.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.